Welcome to Radio 5Y. This is our last eCamp edition. It's Friday and it's 10:45 in the morning and the kids are out on their last field group and they should be coming back in about 45 minutes for lunch, and then we'll take the buses and we'll be home soon. So I hope you enjoy these last few comments from yesterday afternoon. Thank you. Okay, it is Thursday, late in the afternoon. We're about ready to go to dinner, and I got some guys here, and they're going to tell me about what they've been doing today. We've had classes, we've had field group, they played Predator and Prey. Why don't you tell me about one of them that you really enjoyed? Jimmy.
Well, I really liked the squid dissecting.
What was the squid dissecting like?
It was kind of gutsy and all that.
What did you learn about squids?
That their eyes are big, so because they are deep in the water and it's darker there.
Had you done any other dissections?
Oh, no.
Would you want to do another dissection now that you've done one?
Yeah.
Cool. Diego, what have you done?
Well, almost near the morning when we woke up, we played Predator versus Prey.
So tell me about Predator Prey.
So basically, it was an ocean experience, and there were the top of the food chain would be a whale, and it could eat almost anything, basically. And the bottom would be like the krill or like the jellyfish.
And what were you?
I started as a fish, and then I got eaten by a whale and turned into a whale.
What did you learn about ecosystems by playing Predator Prey?
Well, you have to be kind of tactful. Like, you have to have a lot of tactics to, like, corner someone or, like, sneak up on someone so you can actually catch them without actually using so much energy.
What class did you take today?
I took the trolls versus elves, elves versus trolls.
So what was going on with the elves? I saw the tail end of the elves versus trolls. So what was going on with that?
Well, it's basically to know which one was, like, better on this environment of forest. And it was more stuff like a tie. And basically, if there was a forest fire, it would turn it back to marshlands, which would be the beginning. And trolls would live there. But then it would grow into a forest, and elves would live there. So without each other, there wouldn't be a forest or a marsh.
Very good lesson. Oh, Jimmy, so what were you at Predator Prey?
Oh, I was, what was it called? Well, it was the bottom of the
krill.
Food chain. Yeah, krill.
And did you stay a krill?
No, I got eaten by a seal, but we survived.
Very cool. Colin, what have you done today? Oh, first of all, what were you at Predator Prey?
Oh, well, I started out as a krill, and I stayed a krill for the whole game. I never got eaten.
That seems like a bit of an achievement.
Yeah.
So what did you do for classes?
Well, I did something called Spider Island, and we learned all about spiders, and then we went out and searched for spiders, and once we found enough, we collected them all and put them on a little island and a big pool of water, and then we saw what they did.
What did you learn about spiders? Because I heard you guys talking about some of the different parts, and so what did you learn about spiders?
Well, I learned that they can, like, swim, actually. Like, they can float on top of the surface, and that they have, like, six joints in their legs where they can bend.
Very cool. Thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm sitting here with Tim and Chloe, and they're going to tell me what they've been doing this week that they found interesting and what they've learned. So, Tim, I'll start with you. What have you been doing? Oh, we were just talking about Predator Prey. What were you doing Predator Prey?
I was a fish, and I was could get most animals, but some animals could get us, and I stayed in the fish group. I didn't go on another team.
So you stayed a fish the entire game?
Yeah.
Chloe, what were you?
I was a fish, and then I turned into a whale.
So you made it to the top of the food chain.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so Tim, what have you been doing today?
I went to the beach in the marsh, and I played this. For my class, I did a bird thing with chops.
You did a bird. Oh, yeah, so what kind of bird? I saw you guys, you had your bird. So what kind of bird did you invent yourself into?
I chose a thrasher because my name starts with a T, so...
Wait, any particular qualities of a thrasher that made it interesting?
Well, they have pretty sharp beaks and small beaks, so I kind of chose that.
Cool. Chloe, what have you been doing?
Today I went to the marsh and the beach, and I just did a shark dissection.
Oh, what was the shark dissection like?
It was very slimy.
What did you learn about sharks?
I learned that they have the most sensitive area on the shark is near their nose, like above their mouth.
Interesting. Did you enjoy doing the dissection?
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Chloe. Thanks, Tim. Right before lunch, before dinner, and we're going to talk to a couple of girls. They're going to tell me what they've been doing that they've been finding really, really interesting. So, Katie, why don't you start with what have you been doing that you found, and what did you learn?
The first day, we got introduced to the counselor, the teachers, and they introduced us to the camp.
So in what classes, have you done any particular class you found particularly interesting?
Today I did the elves versus trolls, and it was really fun because we had to show the teachers stuff that trolls would usually do and then what elves would usually do.
And so what did you learn? It was about the environment, right?
Yeah.
So what did you learn about the environment?
It was about succession and about there's like the trolls like the marshland and then I forget what it's called that the elves like the climax community.
And what's a climax community?
It's the one with like the big trees. It's kind of like a circle and it's the one with the big trees and it's a healthy environment.
Excellent. What were you doing Predator Prey?
I started off as a fish, and then I ended up as a whale.
Right, because you made it to the top of the food chain
yeah.
then. Have you done any dissections yet? That seems to be the thing that everybody... Did you do one?
Yeah, I did a starfish dissection.
Did you like the starfish dissection?
Yeah.
Did you learn anything particular about starfish?
I learned how they eat their food, and they digest it, and yeah.
Cool. Thank you. Courtney, what have you been doing?
Well, today I did a squid dissection.
Ah, what did you learn about squid?
Well, they don't just have an insect. They have, like, a pen in the back. And it was really fun because we took the pen out and we wrote our first initial with the pen and the ink.
Oh, the squid ink?
Yeah. And... Well, yeah.
What else were you doing Predator Prey? Oh, we just discussed that. So anything else you've been doing this week that's been really interesting?
Well, the classes are really fun. And the bridge.
Oh, did you make the rope bridge?
Yeah.
So what did you learn about making the rope bridge?
Well, I learned a bunch of new, like, hitches and knots that you can do to secure things. And we learned like how long the rope had to be in a specific distance, and we learned about a bunch of different bridges.
Did you make it across the bridge?
Yeah.
Was it hard to walk across?
Well, a little, but we had people spotting us, and it has the handle, so it's kind of easy.
And
Regan,
so what have you been doing?
Well, I dissected a pig.
Oh, what was that like?
It was kind of gross.
What did you learn about pigs?
That they have the same body systems as humans.
Well, anything? What else have you been doing?
Today I went to the marsh.
Did you fall in the marsh?
Yes.
What did you learn about the marsh?
That it's like people are trashing it because it looks all kind of gross, but it's really beautiful, and you have to clean it up because it's the environment.
Very cool. What were you doing Predator Prey?
I was in the microbray, the little squiggly thing.
Did you make it up the food chain?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you, Regan. Thanks for listening to our eCamp editions of Radio 5Y. keep listening, because in the next few weeks, the kids will be doing some reports, and we'll be posting them here on future episodes. Thank you, and goodbye.